In the small town of Del Rio, Texas, U.S. border agents have begun expelling plane loads of migrants back to Haiti, their country of origin. More than 10,000 migrants are currently camped out underneath a bridge between Del Rio and Mexico, which has become a makeshift staging area for Haitians trying to gain entry into the United States. And the people of Del Rio are stranded, now unable to cross the border for work or to shop, and they're voicing their dismay at the Biden administration. For the latest, let's bring in James Dobbins. He's been covering this crisis for the New York Times, and he's currently in San Antonio. James, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You were able to see the camp firsthand over the weekend, and we're reading that these Haitian migrants are making their way up from South America, through Central America, through Mexico. What have they shared with you about this journey and what brought them to this border at this time?
It's true. Many of these migrants from Haiti, they didn't travel directly from the island. They've been living in South America, mostly in Chile and Brazil, seeking work. 5-6 years they've been living there. Of course, Del Rio has been a traditional area where Haitians have crossed. It's been word of mouth. So when they've known or met people who've crossed there before, they tell others that Del Rio area is a easier place to cross. And this also includes Cubans and Venezuelans, too. The rumors are encouraging them to cross in Del Rio.
Can you describe for us what this camp is like underneath the bridge?
There's nothing there to sustain basic human needs. Very little food, no water, no running water. No way for anyone to clean their bodies. There's thousands of people there. The only sanitation available are porta potties. They were hot and sweaty, and there was children there who didn't have diapers. One woman came up to me with her child. She said her child was sick and she needed money for medical care. And I asked her, well, did you talk to the U.S. officials here? And they told her to go to Mexico and get medical care. Hmm.
So many of them are now being flown back to Haiti. It sounds like many of them have not been there in years, as you're telling us.
Correct.
But this surge in migrants wasn't unexpected, right? Why is the administration sending them back instead of processing their asylum claims?
It's a good question. This was expected. I was in Del Rio in March talking to the temporary shelter and after migrants were being processed with Border Patrol and sent there and then on to their final destination. At that time, the administration knew that there was going to be a large increase of migration into this area in particular and all along the border. Somehow, they were caught flat-footed in this situation. Right now, they just want to move the people under the bridge as quickly as possible. They're using the deportation back to Haiti as a signal. If you come to the United States, you'll be sent back to your original country of origin.
Okay, so it's a signal, but many people in Del Rio are really upset about this. Over the weekend, U.S. Customs and Border Protection closed the bridge, which has disrupted daily life for people who live there. Can you give us a sense of what you saw?
Acuña on the Mexico side and Del Rio are essentially one town, just split by the river. There's lots of family ties, business ties between these two cities. Frequently, there's day shopping across the border, and people, of course, commute and work. So I talked to one woman who's a business owner on the U.S. side, and she has clients on the other side. She couldn't see them. And she also had employees who were trapped on the U.S. side and couldn't get home. So it's a question of where they're staying. I'm unsure because all the motels and hotels in Del Rio are full. Largely with state troopers. And then I'm sure on the Mexico side, there are, U.S. citizens who are probably wanting to return, and they can't.
James, we know that Haiti is unstable at this point with the assassination of its president, the continual battering from earthquakes and other natural disasters. What is the country these migrants are returning to?
It's one woman I spoke to in the camp. She described Haiti as hell. That's the last place she wants to go to, and that's her home country. They're going to a place that could hardly sustain human life. There's reports of no food. There's no resources for them, certainly no housing. These people in the camp have nothing. And so when they return to Haiti, they'll have nothing.
James, is there anything that the U.S. government has said it is doing or will do to help the country of Haiti or some of these South American or Central American countries?
From what I understand is not much. It's really up to these home countries to take care of their own citizens.
James Dobbins reporting on the Del Rio border crisis for the New York Times. James, thank you for this update.
You're welcome.